TV and film memorabilia collected by fans aren't uncommon, but usually, it's something small. Phasers from Star Trek, swords from Lord of the Rings, or an egg from Aliens are just a few examples. However, a prop from Netflix's Altered Carbon is a bit larger than those. It's a life-sized body double cast of a dead woman. According to the person selling it on Facebook, Devin Sterling Ferguson, who works in the film and TV industry, the prop is a cast of Lisa Chandler, a BC actress who played Mary Lou Henchley in the show, with a few alterations for the show. In the show, which was shot in Vancouver, Henchley dies early on, and that mystery is a catalyst for the first season. Her dead body is shown floating in water and later in a morgue. The level of detail on this mold, sick, is top-tier level crafted by artist Bill Terrazakis. Everything from waterlogged feet and nail beds to eyebrows and hairlines. Everything is intact, glass eyes, resin teeth, individual hairs punctured, as well as wig placement on the head, writes Ferguson on Facebook. The price tag for a replica dead body? $5,500. Along with the body cast, the buyer will receive the costumes put on the body while it floated in the water and lay in the morgue. There's also a signed headshot from Chandler. Ferguson notes that Chandler has signed off on this and is fully aware this exists. In the comments of the post, many find the sale of a realistic dead body prop strange or creepy. Whoever purchases this should absolutely be on a list somewhere, lol, wrote Dustin Manley. This is really creepy, commented Monroe Jory. Kind of terrified of whatever someone who owns that will do with it, wrote Andy McKeon. Others are more impressed with the work that went into the cast and think it'd be good for Halloween. This is the ultimate Halloween decoration that will get the police called to your house, wrote David M. Sturgeon Jr. Holy cow, that looks so amazing. The work they can do these days. Crazy. Nice piece, man, wrote Michael McDowell. Be a great tool to end an out-of-hand pool party. Or Halloween prop. But it would probably scar some people emotionally for the rest of their lives, wrote Anthony Herkmans.